Hi, friends.
Welcome to Wine Wednesdays.
Have you missed us? It's been a whole 2 weeks because last week I was sick.
And I was stressed.
Yep, that's what happened.
No, I mean, that's nothing new for us, though, so.
Sorry, I was just playing with the levels. This looks really quiet on the screen, and I was wondering why. Also, I'm missing one of the bars that we normally use to tell how loud something is, because I don't really know what's going on right now with the system.
Someone played with the system.
So I don't actually know what's happening, so this could be really loud, and we're kind of just hoping that it's not. So
I mean, it's not like hitting the tops of the things, so I'm pretty confident that we're not killing any eardrums.
I'm really worried about it, though.
I guess I listened to everything fairly loudly, so...
Well, for the most part, we're not even, like, hitting this, which is what tells us how much, like, noise we're making, and that's a problem, because that means we're not making enough noise for people to actually hear us, which means we might just have to spend the entire day really close to our microphones.
But we do that already.
Oh, good. Yours is up.
Holler.
Mine's not, though, and I don't know why. But you know what? We'll figure it out later. That's fine.
Holler, 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 holler. Ah. Yeah, there we go. I am... totally with it today.
Neither of us is with it, but you know what? It's fine. I'm going to play you a song, and I'm really excited about it because I love this song, and I think that everyone...
What song is it?
It's called Emperor's New Clothes by Panic at the Disco. It's from their new album, Death of a Bachelor, and I think everyone should listen to this album.
Pop punk lives, guys. Pop punk lives.
Pop punk never dies, bitches. All right, here's the song.
Welcome to the end of eras. Ice is melted back to life. Done my time and served my sentence. Dress me up and watch me die. If it feels good, tastes good, it must be mine. Dynasty decapitated. You just might see a ghost tonight. And if you don't know, now you know.
I'm taking back the crown. I'm all dressed up and naked. I see what's mine and take it.
Lavish mansions, vintage wine. I am so much more than royal. Snatch your chain and meet your eyes. If it feels good, tastes good, it must be mine. Heroes always get remembered, but you know legends never die. And if you don't know, now you know.
I'm taking back the crown. I'm all dressed up and naked. I see what's mine and take it.
Was the beginning of a different song, but that's a detail. What's up? I finally convinced McKenna that... Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I apologize to everyone. That sounded gross.
We were switching the aux cord. I finally convinced McKenna that we should have a show about reactions to Yik Yaks because I think they're hilarious. I helped someone figure out the name of a girl in my U.S. foreign policy class. Talked about masturbation. So
what?
Yeah, I talked about masturbation on Yik Yak today. Anyway, we're gonna have a good time.
That someone in that U.S. foreign policy class said the girl in that class with the black glasses is cute.
Yeah, but it's not Susan. It's her name is Morgan.
Oh, sorry, Susan.
I don't think Susan's very unhappy about it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Susan's gonna be so scared to go to class.
No, it was not Susan. It was Morgan. Morgan is a friend of mine. It's cool. Casual. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna look on Yik Yaks. Yik Yaks. We're gonna look at Yik Yaks.
Really? My life's dramatic enough. We don't even need Yik Yak.
Yeah, but we're not talking about your life on air. You won't even talk about your life to like most people. So we're gonna go with Yik Yaks. I'm excited about this. I think Yik Yak is hilarious. All right. Let's see. Oh, here's one person who says they're turning into their mother and that they hate their mother.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I love my mother, but there are very, very many things that if I were to do that my mother does, I would rather just, like, throw myself off of a bridge.
Did anyone comment?
Let's see. Oh, there is one reply. It says, "Don't say that," from a little sailboat. That sailboat is not helping the person feel better. That was terrible advice. Oh, here's one that I have a lot of opinions about. I ask for soy milk in my mocha.
One of our friends was talking about this in the Hatreon because she's like, I feel this because there is this no stigma with soy milk that it's like, I just want soy milk. But like some people, like they actually need not like lactose free milk or else they'll actually get sick.
Yeah, I have a very, very, very slight
lactose intolerance,
but not enough to like actually do anything about it. Well, actually, honestly, I should probably eat less cheese, but that's never happening, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, it's things like when people need gluten-free because they have celiacs, and people are like, no, you don't need gluten-free. That's just a fad. It's like, no, I'm actually literally ill. Like, I get physically ill when you give me gluten because I don't process it, and I have celiacs. It's the same thing with lactose. I don't care if you think soy milk is a fad. It was created because people get sick when they drink milk. We're like the only species in the entire world that, one, drinks milk from a different animal, and two, drinks it past infancy. It's weird.
I don't like milk.
I hate milk, but it's weird. Like, even if it were just a fad, I don't know why you would judge someone for wanting soy milk. Like, that's such a weird thing to judge someone for.
Yes. I mean, people find reasons to judge people for anything.
Yeah, I just have a lot of problems with people judging people. It's such a silly thing to do.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh, yes.
This school has made me understand why everyone hates liberals so much.
Ouch. Well, fuck you too, dude.
Excuse you?
Are there any replies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Since when does everyone hate liberals? I'm sure some think everyone hates conservatives, and both statements are overgeneralized and false. You have made me realize why everyone hates hyperbole unless used correctly. And it's like someone wrote, really, I'm very smart. And then another, like, it wasn't OP. I would say if it was OP. And then someone else said, you made me realize why I hate generalizations. Also, you're at a liberal arts school. What did you expect?
It has liberal in the title.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, I just surprised the liberal arts school has liberals.
I just feel like most people who are liberals in this country are pretty conservative in most other countries.
Yeah.
So like
don't go to Europe, bro.
Like as someone who is like very, 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 very radical in their beliefs, even I am kind of conservative when it comes to some things in Europe. And like I feel real sorry for you, bro, because
it's not going to get better.
No, we're the right ones. Like, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, like...
But, yeah. We're not the ones who want to keep people, you know, away from... You know, there's a lot of things I feel about that.
I've been masturbating since middle school and I'm
a girl. I replied to that.
Is that weird?
I replied and said it's no. So it's not. Actually, a bunch of people did and I was really proud of it. I have one. It's a picture because now you can do pictures in Yik Yak. I have to tell you guys, I have only had Yik Yak again for like 3 weeks now because like I deleted it for a very long time because I was just like, But here's one. It says, "Dear women, he does not want a new watch for Valentine's Day. He wants you to dress like a slut, handcuff him to a chair, and have the kind of sex with him that would upset church-going people." Now, dress like a slut and so forth is bolded. And people, the very last word, is capitalized. I don't really know what that last capital, because it's just church going people! Like, why is that exciting? Like, no, incorrect. However, This has 13 upvotes and 6 replies. So let's see. Let's see. Who says we can't have that kind of sex already? I agree. Then a bunch of people just being like, I would honestly take the watch, and why can't we have both? So I would just like to point out that I literally couldn't care less what someone wants on Valentine's Day if it means that I have to do something that I find personally offensive or inappropriate or uncomfortable, like have sex, dress like a slut, I don't know, use handcuffs. Maybe some people could, you know, get triggered by that. Also, maybe this person's boyfriend really does just want a watch. I really like watches. I'm kind of hoping my parents get me a watch for my birthday. Granted, my birthday was weeks ago, but I still haven't gotten anything from them. So I'm still hoping.
Yeah. I like this. I'm giving up on you for Lent. I feel like I personally identify with that statement.
I feel that deep.
I feel
in my
like
soul.
I need to apply that to my life right now. Thank you, Yik Yak, for actually giving me something that's funny and deep. And not just creepy. Remember the cowgirl incident from last year?
Oh my god, that was so fun. We sat in our front room, because we have a front room, like a living room, common room, and then the kitchen. And we sat in the front room, which I guess you would call like the foyer.
Whoa.
What?
The foyer.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it that, but I think that's technically what it was supposed to be. We live in a house that was Victorian. Anyway, we sat there, and there was just like 10 of us, which is a lot of people to sit in one room if you think about it, and we were just like on our phones like trying to figure out who cowgirl was, because it's like not a cowgirl but like a girl from cow, like, house, yeah, that we live in.
So and the, like, we were just like, come on, who? There were like 10 of us in this room trying to figure it out. It was great. It was a great house bonding moment, but it was also really creepy because we're like, is it you? No. Is it you? No. Because not gonna lie,
you have to be near the thing.
Not gonna lie, I've received a shout on Yik Yak before, and it's terrifying, especially since I work at the help desk in the student center. So it's just like, everyone can see me whenever, and I don't know who it is, and everyone has access to see me. This is terrifying.
Ooh, we got some stuff about slews in here. It says, when do we find out what slew we got into?
Monday
at 10 p.m.
Someone says, I hate negative people who, because they don't understand something or don't have to deal with that specific thing, think that thing is stupid or bash it.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, solid, like, complaint. People kind of suck. Not gonna lie. Like,
I hate people. This one's really funny.
I was gonna say, I am on a real, just real optimistic, happy person.
We're not about people today. This one just says Bernie, and then it says Dad, and then it says Sexy Grandpa. I'm like, inappropriate. Let's see.
They ask for over 50K a year, and I can't even get a hot shower.
I feel that.
Yeah. Oh, well, my shower's always hot. Oh, and the water pressure's so nice. It's like a back massage.
Second Damn, I need to take a shower in the second floor shower.
Okay, so you have to do the one that's closest to the door.
The one that's closest to the incoming door?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is, like, the better one. That is one I always use. I will wait to take a shower if that one is currently occupied. Susan always takes the other one because she knows I like the first one. And we do our tandem showers. Hi, Susan, if you're listening.
Hi, Susan.
This campus is hell, and hell has frozen over. Does that mean we can fuck now?
Yep. That's definitely what it means.
No, oh, I just got it all. I just got all the jokes. Because this campus is hell. Like, when hell freezes over.
This says, I came to OU for the sense of community, but ever since I've came here, that's what it says, came here, I've felt nothing but unwelcomed, especially in the department I'm majoring in. Really sucks. I kind of regret coming here. Which is very unfortunate, but I'm going to see what they replied, what some people said. What's your department? Oh, sorry. My nose itches.
Where's your septum ring?
It fell out like 4 months ago.
Oh.
Good job. Good job.
Well, I don't look at people's piercings. I look at who they are as a person.
That's bullshit.
I'm just going to go to my full of
shit
corner.
Oh, they're a music major. That's
why.
That is it.
I'm sorry, OP, for that. awful part of your life.
I mean, it's just...
it's just a small department that's very tight-knit.
And honestly, they're really good about it, like bringing in new people, but I'm not going to lie, they definitely have a hive mentality where if one of us doesn't like you, then we all don't like you.
You have glitter on your chest.
No, I have a tattoo.
Yes.
I don't know where it is. Is that it? No.
No. Over. There. You are on it.
I got a crown tattoo at work today.
Why does everyone want to be a goddamn psychiatrist on here? On every post is like four suggestions on what they're doing wrong with their life or something they need to change. Well, or change to something, which is like something that they didn't wear that
ooh,
right.
They
shut up and
Morgan.
Mind your own business.
That's true. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk in the middle of that. I just got a, it just like someone replied and they want to date Morgan.
Yeah. And then there's another. Why is PS always in Bashford at the ass crack of dawn waking everyone up with their goddamn walkie talkies? Oh.
Why? Is that normal?
I mean, I have no idea.
I never lived in Bashford because...
they didn't worry about us in Welch. They
should have. I was too gay.
You were too gay?
I literally did not want to live near any men.
I mean, if you lived in Thompson or Bashford, it's separated by floor, so you wouldn't have
to... but if you lived in Hayes, it's separated by a whole building. Just saying.
Hayes isn't going to be a part of the gender-inclusive housing.
That makes sense. I kind of think in the same vein, though, there should probably just be an all-male dorm, too, then. But
they have the fraternities, and that's the argument that people make, is, like, women have less living options on campus than men.
They've got a point.
Build the wall, starting in New Hampshire.
Which is, like, a weird thing to say. Like, I understand wanting to quarantine off an entire state. I personally would choose Florida.
Florida.
But Donald Trump is not going to get the nomination because he's just not.
And I mean, he doesn't really care about the Canadians as much as he cares about the other border. So, like, they were trying to be funny, but at the same time,
it's just nuts. No. It's not. Here we go. When you write what you think is a kick-ass paper and then you meet with your professor and find out it's not even worth a D-. That's college right there. That is college as fuck. Oh, it's English 105. If you got a D- English 105, though, I don't really feel that bad for you.
Remember when the transcript denounced Yik Yak? Petridge Farm remembers. that was great.
Okay,
we're going to take a song break really quick because it's about like...
it's about the time that we're supposed to do it.
So, Caitlin and I and Susan have... pretty much consistently been listening to only 21 Pilots.
We have an obsession. Also, we listen to Panic at the Disco, but I mean, that's mostly just I listen to Panic at the Disco.
I just seriously only listen to 21 Pilots lately. So, we played Stressed Out and Tear My Heart last week, and those are the like some of the two most popular. So, we're going to move on to Ride from their album Blurry Face.
I love
Phase.
Ride. Oh no, it's not playing. I thought Gopika was supposed to get his new one. Gopika, what the heck?
I just wanna stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize. All my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. Time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my time on my ride. I die for you, that's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But there don't seem to see many bullets coming through. Too many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, oh, oh.
my time on my ride.
So I'm going to interject here now with some Scottish tweets from a BuzzFeed article because I find them very humorous. So
she's also going to do the accent. So yeah, get pumped.
Forgive my poor accent. But they typed it with the accent.
Yeah, that's because they're Scottish. Shame
you cannot counter your horrible personality.
Same.
My boyfriend won't let me. Why are you going out with your dad?
That's, yeah.
Haha, is just pure dry. I know what I said was funnier than that, and I deserve at least four ha's in there. Yeah, lippy wee fuck.
She thinks that one's funny, but it contains too much language that we don't speak here for you guys to really understand. Sorry.
It makes me really happy. But yes, we can go back to Yik Yak now because I haven't read any more of them to where I'm ready to like actually pronounce them.
Okay, I found a fairy tale. You ready? Once upon a time, I had two job offers in my field already as a senior. And that's just that you just moved that around. I have no idea what that said.
Oh.
Shout out to all my asexuals out there on Valentine's Day. A turn up queer as fuck.
People in high school, we have less than 1 inch of snow and we still have school. This is bullshit. People in college, Time to march to my 8 a.m. and 3 feet of snow, LOL, NBD.
Hashtag oh woo.
Pepperidge Farm remembers the polar vortex.
Oh my goodness.
I brought that up today. I was like, you don't know until it hurts to breathe.
Until they shuttle you around and give you hot chocolate because it's...
They aren't allowed to use OWU vehicles anymore if there's above a level 1 snow emergency in Delaware.
Oh.
So literally, we would have to walk.
Amazing.
Yay!
Wait, okay. Nothing's worse than when you can't call a shitty person out because they are nice to people sometimes. Same.
Yep.
Same.
When even your parents won't text you back.
That's my life. My mom won't text me back ever. Wanted to watch some Netflix, but Bishop Net has other plans. Look, Bishop Net doesn't want you to do anything ever. It doesn't want you to do homework. It doesn't want you to watch Netflix. It doesn't want you to write papers. It doesn't want you to do anything because Bishop Net really just hopes that you fall over and die.
Just like the school's administration.
Yep, sounds about right. It's almost like they're one in this.
Oh, there's a picture. Dear women, he does not want a new...
I just read that.
You read this. Yeah, that's creepy. I don't want that.
Let's see. Hayes, third floor. Shut up. It's a bunch of upperclassmen. They're kind of dicks. Ooh, why can't roommates go outside or at least talk quietly when they're on the phone and people are trying to study?
Penis pizza. Oh, that's a lovely alliteration. Someone commented my two favorite things.
Oh. Stop.
What?
Stop. Penis pizza.
No, like look at
this. I saw it.
This is great.
It sounds like your penis is a pizza which would be much more like enticing.
No, it's like it's two circular pizzas with a long skinny pizza. Cause get it? It's phallic.
I hate you.
Guys, how are you enjoying the show this week? It's really deep, right?
That was another penis joke, in case you guys are ending. She's just laughing off in the corner.
I'm hilarious, guys.
Wait, you want to talk about penises? Okay, we're going to talk about penises. So there's this like culture of saying like having a big dick being a good thing, but most women's vaginas are only about like 4 inches deep, which means that most women's vaginas can really only take like 5 to 6 inches of penis. And so when you have a larger penis than that, or even that size penis, and you're really like rough with it, what basically happens is you're hitting the woman's cervix like this. Do you hear this? This is what's happening inside her. You're literally just ramming into her organ. And okay, that shit hurts. Like, do you want me to just start poking you randomly in the kidney? Like, that shit hurts. Stop like ramming your like phallic object into me and hitting my cervix. That shit, that like, that's not comfortable. And like, there's this idea that women should be able to take large penises, you know, like in their throats as well. And that comes from it comes from a movie called Deep Throat, where a woman was literally raped until she could relax her throat muscles, and that's how she learned how to deep throat. Ugh. Like, this big dick like thing is obscene. I would rather, personally, as someone who gets to buy their own penises.
I'm just really excited about pizza.
And then you made a dick joke, and this is what you get for it. As someone who gets to buy their own penises, I normally tend to buy shorter but thicker penises. So don't let the big penis mythos lead you to thinking that your average size penis is unfortunate. Because my cervix does not want to be slammed. I also don't want to have sex with men or people who have penises, for that matter, for the most part. So that doesn't really bother me, but just for you, you know, you people with penises who are also having people having sex with people with vaginas. Vaginas are only so deep, and big penises hurt.
It's not Neverland down there. Like, no.
Yeah, it's not Mary Poppins' purse. You know how everything just goes in there and you can pull it out again.
Yeah, it's not the Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe shit, no.
Yeah, and it's not
some magical corridor that is just going to be endless.
And I don't have Hermione's spell on my vagina. Things don't just keep going in there. That's not how this works. I need your penis to be smaller.
I mean, we can't all have Hermione's coin purse.
She just made another sex joke. It's not a coin purse, though. It's just a regular purse. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, I ran out of yaks.
No, I haven't, because I'm really slow.
I'm going to go look at other yaks now, because you can do the things I could never give up for Lent. Literally same.
I can't tell if I'm dealing with life well lately or I'm just drinking a lot more vodka and wine.
It's the second one. Okay, things I could never give up for Lent. Cards Against Humanity. Ooh, that one's from DeKalb. That's in the place where I'm from, Georgia. Dr. Pepper. Ooh, this says nothing. For Lent, I'm just giving up. Same. Huh, this one says, my boyfriend. Hard to give up what you don't have, right? My Netflix password. That's a good one. This one says, being Jewish. Ooh, what to do if you're single on Valentine's Day? All right, McKenna, I got you this.
What?
This is what to do if you're single on Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Treat yourself. Watch Deadpool. Ask for kick on every yak. Study and get that degree, then you'll graduate and get an awesome job. Significant income is better than significant other. So there you go. Some things to do. McKenna's just reading text messages. My face when someone pours milk before cereal. What?
What is life, guys? What is life? You know, short wine.
That is not how you spell my name.
I know it's spelled with an I. I love my friends, but sometimes they do not contribute to helping with my anxiety at all. Like, guys, guys, you make me want to be ill sometimes.
People are terrible sometimes.
Like, I love you guys, but seriously. We're gonna play a song here for me to
scream a little.
Yeah. We're gonna play Heavy Dirty Soul, also from Blurry Face.
Up, losers. Sorry about that noise. It was unfortunate, but this aux cord is the worst, even though apparently it's new. Here's another noise.
Ooh.
Oh, I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
I was supposed to, like, look at a bright light or something. Isn't that supposed to help you stop sneezing?
But we turned off all the bright lights. Because we don't like
it. It's a light that works, right? Okay. Hello. We're going to keep talking about yaks. Ow. My ear hurts. Oh my goodness. Actually, I'm going to go on Tumblr, see if I can find some interesting things for us to talk about. Do any of you guys like look up wedding rings? I talked about this in my Spanish class with a bunch of other girls. Apparently, they also look at wedding rings. I personally look at wedding rings a lot. I don't think I'm going to get married in any time soon, but like, I just really like to look at wedding rings. Like, I just have like, I don't know. I have a weird thing about wedding rings. I think they're so cool.
Why?
What? What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, why are the card swipers on campus so shitty?
I have like a lot of reasons that this could be. One, this is Ohio Wesleyan.
Yes.
Two, this is OWU. It rhymed. Three, this is Ohio Wesleyan University.
I don't know, like, I was trying to get into Welch the other day, and I was just like, ah!
I remember my freshman year, I lived in Hayes, and the one to the parking lot broke all the time. Like, all, like constantly. It was just constantly broken. And there was, like, a certain point where someone just, like, kicked it, like, off the wall so that the door just opened freely. And I was like, this is not safe.
At the same time.
At the same time, it made my life a lot easier. So, beautiful. Like, I don't know. I was know pretty into it.
Probably pretty awful, but, like, that,
I mean,
that's pretty convenient.
If you make it so that, like, the only way I can get into a building is card, that's fine. But then if all of them are broken, there was a point where you couldn't get into Hayes unless someone else let you into Hayes because all four were broken. I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was the spot on a cow.
McKenna's the spot on the cow. That's when
that was something I started last year.
Yes, because McKenna is the best. It's where we talk about each other and how cute we are. And actually, we provide the answers, so it's a little less. Oh, gracious.
Yeah, I love my list of involvement things.
Oh, my list is so short, which isn't real, but I was just like.
I enjoy the opportunity to brag.
That's fair. So, friends, what are you doing?
Oh, wait, let's read the news headlines.
Oh,
McDonald's woman shares photo of purported six Happy Meal 6 years later.
That's gross.
Lake County, Ohio, multiple car accidents and injuries reported on Interstate 90. I'm not kidding, Maddie. Hashtag surfaces in response to purported Hillary Clinton campaign email.
What? The hashtag surfaced after a screenshot of an email purportedly from Clinton's campaign began circulating online. I'm not kidding, Maddie. I'm asking you to give $1 right this second, the email said. The email apparently goes, Maddie, after tonight. Hold on, I'm about to read you guys the email. Who's excited? It says, Minnie thought it sounded a tad desperate. Following Clinton's loss to Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. In the, oh man, this AARP commercial just popped up on my phone. I was trying to read you guys this email. Terrible.
Nah. Oh, Lindsey Graham, the lingerie model, was announced as swimsuit rookie by Sports Illustrated.
Y'all, this picture that the Epic Times, though, is using for Hillary is so good. She looks so good. She looks so good.
Oh,
she literally looks so good. I would just support you guys looking up that because she looks great. That's all. Hashtag, I'm not kidding, Maddie.
Oh, wow. Travel Lodge. Mayor and prosecutor to shut down Ohio hotel due to human and drug trafficking.
Oh, my God. We were talking about that today in class, about how large the trafficking industry is and that there's not really anywhere to put women who have been trafficked into this country for this kind of thing. Like, you can't just put them into shelters because, like, shelters are mostly for, like, homeless women or women of, like, domestic abuse, and that's not considered domestic abuse. It's sexual slavery, and there isn't really anything for that. There's one that's being opened in Delaware, but it's not open yet. And there was a massage parlor shut down in Powell, and most of those women just got relocated to, like, a hotel for a few days, but then they were like, we don't know what to do with them. So they kind of, like, keep having to move. So that's something that's really interesting that we don't really think about is, like, sexual slavery and, like, what that really means. I'm in a class about it.
Nice. Aladdin fan theory connects the plot of Disney film with Beauty and the Beast movie.
I saw one that connected, like, all of the ones in the past, like, 20 yes. years or something like that.
Is it just the, like... Well, my favorite is the Tangled Frozen Little Mermaid connectedness.
Yeah, where the...
Where the ship in The Little Mermaid is the sunken ship of Anna and Elsa's parents, and Anna and Elsa's parents were on their way to
Rapunzel's wedding. Which wouldn't make sense, because when Rapunzel shows up at Arendelle, she is not any older than she is in her movie. But, like, that's just a fun fact. Maybe she just aged really gracefully and kept the exact same haircut and clothing.
I mean... Disney. Also, I'm super excited, and I wish I knew where the closest Dairy Queen was.
Oh my gosh, why?
Because fast food chain releases Singles Blizzard Treat for Valentine's Day.
The nearest one is on the way to Polaris, so I mean HMU if you want to go.
I just want to eat a lot of food. Not really, but like, that sounds like a thing that would be good to do.
All you broken, heartbroken single ladies and gentlemen, and reach for this Dairy Queen treat instead. Guys, that's not a way to sell a food. I'm pulling off a sticker.
Oh, my big's holding a puppy.
Gwyneth Paltrow testifies against man who allegedly stalked her for 17 years. That's so many. I don't like anything enough to do anything about it for 17 years. I don't even like me enough to do anything.
I've hardly been me for 17 years. Yeah, like,
I don't even have memories that go back 17 years ago.
I'm 20.
Yeah, I'm 22. Like, I don't have any memories from turning 5.
It's not 22, but like 22 is in the number 22. Oh, yeah,
20. I am not 22. 20 also. I am literally 22. I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 22.
Oh. That oh, no. Cute. Carlos Santana says that the Super Bowl halftime show should have featured real live music. Whoa. That's rude. Because Beyonce is pretty great. So, literally fight me.
Snobby.
What? Website says NH... What? What? The Huffington Post website says New Hampshire goes racist, sexist, xenophobic after state's GOP primary. Well, they're not wrong.
Lana Del Rey releases new video for song Freak during Father John featuring Father John Misty.
Oh, cool. Wait, Demi Lovato's getting engaged?
Yay! Oh, they're such a cute couple.
I don't even know who she's dating. Wilmer Valderrama! I support this. I support it. Starbucks. All right, Starbucks, let me know. Molten chocolate latte. The molten chocolate frappuccino and the molten hot chocolate.
Wow.
The latte will only be available through Valentine's Day. We need to go to Starbucks. There's one by the Walmart and the Kroger. Also where the Chipotle is. I'm just saying, I got a free coupon for a free burrito.
Pizza.
Oh, I'm not saying today. I'm just saying before Valentine's Day we need to go.
Possibly.
Isn't there, like, a current coupon code that you can use at Chipotle that, like, you get, like, a free burrito or something?
It was the other day you had to send a text message.
Yeah, I don't like texting because then I get a whole bunch of stupid calls.
I love myself. God damn it, I hate that song.
Oh my god, that's depressing. Someone just shared the Dairy Queen article about, like, Dairy Queen releases the loneliest treat ever, the Singles Blizzard. And the person's caption that they, like, shared it with was like, I wonder if it tastes like my tears when I cry about Adam. Dear Lord, that's terrifying! Don't...
Adam like a person or Adam like a celebrity? That's very upsetting.
Yeah.
That's too much. Why would you put that on the internet?
That's just like... Like, oh, sorry, you didn't complain about having broken up with your ex like 3 or 4 months ago in a while. So I guess it's time to start that again. Wait, do you know this person? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like it's on my newsfeed.
On a more positive note, Target. There's
no positivity.
Target is starting a line of gender neutral bedding.
Yay.
Which is super cool. I don't honestly. Understand how stuffed animals and bedding got gendered in the first place, but I support Target's work against that.
My dad's so funny.
What do you do?
He likes to share, like, all these pictures on Facebook. And he posted one that's like, right before I die, I'm going to swallow a bag of popcorn kernels to make the cremation, like, the cremation a bit more interesting.
He's going to make the whole crematorium smell like burnt popcorn.
It's better than burnt flesh.
Well, you don't smell the burnt flesh. It was a joke, McKenna.
Oh. Poop, doo, doo, poop, poop. Yeah. That, and he likes to post a lot of selfies. Like, we'll be out as a family, or he'll be out with people, and then he'll just, like, wander off to go take a selfie.
My dad takes selfies with me because I taught him how to take selfies 2 years ago.
No, my dad just wants to go take selfies by himself.
I do that.
He'll, like, be, like, at the zoo event, just, like, with his drink.
I really enjoy, like, what voice and face you just made. That was good. That was a good one. I'm going to play you guys a song to thank you for putting up with our bullshit. Wait, hold on. She's about to show me a picture. Oh my goodness, it's his hand. Just his thumb is his mouth.
Just watch.
Aww. He's cute.
That's my dog.
Oh, he's cute. Oh my gosh, wait, no, go back. Good times. Okay, I really am going to play you that song now, though. It's Beyonce. Oh, God, he's with a Lego.
That's not a Lego. That's it's an off-brand Lego.
All right. Flipping details.
He does this. Let's just go and take pictures on his own. Why are you doing this? Why, Dad?
Oh, wait, apparently I'm not going to play it for you because it's not on the internet. Hold on. Stop taking selfies. That's about me. Oh my goodness.
My
kiddo knocked her water bottle off. I hope that no one's listening to this.
Oh my gosh. We've been not on it this semester.
I just think that we're really funny. So, like,
I feel like if we actually complained about the things bothering us, no one would actually listen to us.
I wouldn't blame them either.
It'd be, like, really depressing or upsetting.
I'm going to play you guys this song.
Like, we've already subtly, like, complained about people close to us.
Bye, friends.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you, hoe. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. I see it, I want it, want it. I stunt yellow on it. What's mine? I'm a star. 'Cause I
slay, I slay, I slay, I slay, all day. I slay, I slay, I slay, we gon' slay, gon' slay, we slay, I slay, I slay, okay, I slay, okay, 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 ladies, now let's get information, cause I slay, okay, ladies, now let's get information, cause I slay, cool to me, you got some coordination, cause I slay, slay, trick, or you get eliminated. Get your song played on the radio station. I might get your song played on the radio station. You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I see it, I want it.
Cause all this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
I laugh more at things BuzzFeed posts than my actual friends.
Oh, she likes BuzzFeed more than she likes us. Rude.
You don't post funny things that frequently.
No, mostly I post angry things, so I'm actually not that insulted. Hi, friends. I'm going to tell you about some things that are coming up in my... No, I'm just kidding. On Friday the 26th, which is just, you know, a couple of weeks from now, but details, is going to be Anchor Splash. It'll be happening at Meek. It's $3 to get in or a pair of glasses. So if you have an old pair of glasses or...
Caitlin, you should swim for it.
Nope, not happening. So you should go to that. It's super fun. It's probably one of my favorite philanthropy events throughout the entire year.
Yeah, I've participated the past 2 years, so every year I've been at OWU. I don't think I'm participating this year, though. I'm kind of hoping to bow out and let the next generation kind of step up. That, and I don't want to swim.
That's fair. And then in March, which is a really long time from now, the 29th, I'm going to keep reminding you of this every week, because this is my favorite philanthropy event, other than Cats and Bats, is Kappa Karaoke. And it's super fun. It's $5 to get in. The theme is boy bands. And I'm so pumped, even though we did boy bands 2 years ago. I'm just saying it's a little...
No, we did 90s 2 years ago, and everyone just decided to do boy bands. You could do, like, 1D or some shit. I don't care. But, like, I'm not going to be your guys' coach. So, like...
I'm super pumped.
But we're opening it to SLUs and, like, academic departments and clubs. And we're... I don't know if we're going to do it. But, like, yeah, so... We're hoping to get that, and so we're trying to drum up interest for that and maybe see.
Definitely do it. It's so fun. You'll get to see me dancing and singing, because even though there are, 20 people signed up for theater right now, only 10 will show up.
Reading is fundamental, which helps provide books to kids who don't have books.
Oh, and Anchor Splash is for the seeing eyes, I want to say.
Yeah.
They give glasses to people who can't afford to have glasses, mostly from donated glasses. They match prescription as best as possible. I'm not a DG. I just really love Anchor Splash. It's a really good event. All right, friends. We're going to play you one more song on our way out. I actually didn't think of what it was going to be, but I know what it's going to be.
Caitlin, I want this collared shirt.
McKenna found a collared shirt she wants. Thanks for not listening to us. Oh, I want that shirt, too. It's a map. Thanks for not listening to us, friends. I'm glad that really no one listens to this. And if you do, please just don't tell us, because... We honestly, at this point, don't want to know anymore.
Please don't talk to me about this.
I'm going to play you Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
I'm the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm going out the mirror. Sweet, sweet, baby. Whoa. Let's lose our minds.